It seems in our gospel this morning that our Lord is caught in a little bit of a catch-22. The question that the Jews put to him is intended to entrap him. If Jesus says that you should pay the census tax, then he's considered a bad Jew, because the Jews were being occupied by the Romans, and to pay the tax was in a way to acknowledge their dominion, when in fact the Jews only acknowledged God as having true dominion over them. But if he says, don't pay the temple tax, or don't pay the census tax, then he will upset the Romans. He'll be considered treacherous and someone who is perhaps starting a movement that is difficult to handle and perhaps a rival to Caesar. Similarly, priests find themselves in a catch-22 when it comes to this very topic. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God what is God's. Many times I hear complaints that when we preach about certain moral issues that have political consequences, Father, you're getting too political. It's interesting, during the Second World War and afterwards, priests at times, especially in Europe, were criticized for not speaking out enough in defense of Jews and those being persecuted by the Nazis. So they weren't political enough. Now, priests speak in defense of a greater Holocaust, the unborn. Now we're too political. Can't win for losing, it seems like. You can't please anyone when it comes to this topic. So it's not so much that the church is getting political as it is simply voting has moral consequences. Public policy in our country has moral consequences. And as such, priests have an obligation and a duty to help form consciences in order to come to public policy that is just and conforms to divine law and the precepts of the church. You notice how different Catholic churches are. We don't endorse a particular candidate. We merely provide the principles for understanding how to properly form one's conscience, and then we leave it to the individual person to decide. That is very different than many Protestant churches, where they actually have political candidates actually stump from the pulpit on Sundays. It's a double standard. We're not allowed to do that, let alone we lose our 501c3 non-for-profit status. But you let certain persons stump in Protestant churches, that's okay. And so the church, even though that happens, the church is the one that gets criticized for being too political. It's madness to me. I find this topic of great interest personally, giving to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's, because my undergraduate degree is in political science and I have 2 master's degrees in theology. So this is right up my alley. Love this stuff. I think about this kind of stuff all the time. So what I want to present for you today are just 2 topics, 2 areas where we as Catholics have to give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to give to God what is God's. And these are topics that are really, they are very controversial. One is immigration, illegal immigration, and the other one is capital punishment. Now, it's very important we establish one simple fact before I say anything. Your politics need to be driven by your theology, not the other way around. See, I know there's Catholic dogma, but there's also what's called conservative dogma. And most of the people in this parish are conservative politically. But Catholic-wise could very well be lacking. And remember, when you have to choose between God and the state, you know who comes first. So let's take illegal immigration for a second. What does conservative doctrine say? In fact, it's really a litmus test for many conservative candidates these days, it seems. So it's simply this now. Illegal immigrants are breaking the law. They are here illegally. Therefore, they all need to be rounded up and taken back to Nogales or Tijuana. They're breaking the law. That's it. Now, is that a Catholic perspective on this very issue? How would we understand that question as Catholics? It's very simple. There's a very, very ancient Thomistic maxim. St. Thomas Aquinas said this once. Custom is the interpreter of the law. Custom is the interpreter of the law. What do I mean by that? Out here on 95, the law is 65 miles an hour, speed limit. So technically, if you're going 66, you're breaking the law. Oh, the confession lines should be oh so long, shouldn't they? So what's the custom? Well, it's clear from enforcement that the custom is probably more like 72, 73, something like that. I mean, that's really what, after that, then you're really starting to get into an area where the cops really have a case against you. I mean, no cop's really going to pull you over at 70 in a 65. The judge will laugh at him. And he's not going to risk his reputation in traffic court and waste his time or yours by pulling you over for 70. But you get into 72. So in fact, the law really is, I mean, I know it says 65, but in fact, the live reality of it is it's about 72, 73. Let's just call it 75. I like to call it 75. Okay, so what about immigration, illegal immigration? What has the law been? Well, it's illegal to come here illegally. Okay, and I can speak from personal experience. I'm from a family of immigrants. My parents are first-generation immigrants to this country. We came here legally. My parents went through the whole process of becoming citizens of this country, and happily so. Okay, fair. But what, in fact, has become the law in our country? That illegal immigration is, in fact, legal. People can come here with impunity across the border, and there are no penalties for them whatsoever. In fact, there are lots of benefits we give people who come here illegally, don't we? We give them lots of benefits. So custom is saying that what is really the law is lawlessness. Now that's not right, but that's 73 miles an hour. That's 75 miles an hour. So now people suddenly want to decide, oh, you know, there are too many of them, and they're taking jobs, or they're taking away from the benefits that are given in emergency rooms and education, etc. So now we decide, let's round them up and take them to the border. Now, I'm not talking about hardened criminals here. And it has nothing to do with the fact that most of these illegal immigrants are Catholic or that they're hardworking. It has nothing to do with it. The fact of the matter is that we're going to follow the mystic maxim that custom is an interpreter of the law. Until we get serious about enforcing our own laws, we don't have a law, in fact. We don't. So what is to happen? Well, we can't just round them up. Why? Because we have children who are born here who are American citizens. They have a right to be here. So what are we going to do now? Divide families? See, conservative doctrine says no amnesty, right? Kick them out immediately. And if you don't have that set in your platform, well, sorry. But Catholics have to think about this differently. Catholics have to understand that custom is the interpreter of the law. And until we decide to have serious laws, and I mean enforcement of those serious laws, then we have no law at all. We have chaos, and that's what we have, in fact. So you see, it's very simple as a conservative to just decide, well, this is the litmus test. This candidate, that candidate, they don't have this, that. Okay, that's it. But Catholics have to think about this in a different way because custom is the interpreter of the law. Let me take another one, capital punishment. Many, many conservatives, I mean those who are conservative politically, are very pro-capital punishment. That is not a Catholic position. Now, let's be very clear here. Capital punishment is not intrinsically evil. Its use is not intrinsically evil. Let's say like abortion. Abortion in every case, no matter what, it should never be done. But capital punishment can be used. War, for example, is like it. It's not advisable, but it can be conducted for just reasons. That's why we have what's called the just war theory. But fundamentally, we as Catholics should be opposed to the use of the death penalty unless it should be used in rare circumstances. I mean, how many of you have ever heard this in the catechism? I bet you haven't, but maybe you have. 2267. Just listen to this. Assuming that the guilty party's identity and responsibility have been fully determined, the traditional teaching of the church does not exclude recourse to the death penalty, which means it can be used if this is the only possible way of effectively defending human lives against the unjust aggressor. If, however, non-lethal means are sufficient to defend and protect people's safety from the aggressor, authority will limit itself to such means, as these are more in keeping with the concrete conditions of the common good and more in conformity with the dignity of the human person. Here's the kicker. Today, in fact, as a consequence of the possibilities which the state has for effectively preventing crime by rendering one who has committed an offense incapable of doing harm, without definitively taking away from him the possibility of redeeming himself, the cases in which the execution of the offender is an absolute necessity are, quote, very rare, if not practically non-existent, close a quote. See, conservative doctrine tells you death penalty, yes. But that is not a Catholic perspective on the death penalty. If you're really going to be pro-life, seamlessly pro-life, all life is sacred. And I know what people say, Father, I've never seen an infant or a fetus kill someone. It's a constant, right? But here's the problem. If we say that certain people cannot be reformed, or we should not even attempt to try to reform them, then we're saying that the crucifixion, is somehow impotent. It falls short of certain things. Some people are beyond hope. Thank God our Lord did not say that about us. If that were the case, we'd all be in a lot of trouble. So you see, as living, breathing, conscientious, and thoughtful persons who are Catholics living in this great nation of ours, we cannot be apolitical. But that is also not to say that merely adhering to, quote, conservative dogmas is good enough as a Catholic. It is not. Clearly, just from the two issues I brought up, illegal immigration and capital punishment. I bring these up because these tend to be biblical almost in the doctrine of conservatives. But they really fly in the face of rendering unto God what is God's and rendering too much to Caesar what is Caesar's. We have to have a dynamic tension and a balance on all of these issues so that we better reflect the kingdom of God here on earth as it already is in heaven. So let us pray today for a greater sense of civic duty, of being good citizens in this great nation of ours, of in fact heeding our Lord's words in totality. And when we have to decide between what a conservative doctrine says and what the church teaches, as she is the bride of Christ and the only moral authority left in the world, teaches that we will bend to the mind of Christ in the church in respecting and honoring all human life. O Mary, conceived without sin.